As many as 4 million children nationwide were removed from Medicaid and CHIP health coverage by the end of 2023 as the government reset these programs after the pandemic. As a percentage, Montana kids took the nation's biggest hit. A new report shows 30,000 fewer kids receiving Medicaid or CHIP benefits in Montana than at the start of the pandemic, or a 15% drop, the largest fall off in the nation. The Montana Budget and Policy Center's Jackie Semmons thinks the state reevaluated its Medicaid rolls much more quickly than it needed to, doing avoidable damage.
We can see that the state's decision to rush through the process, to not pause it when we knew large amounts of children were being disenrolled, to not use the flexibilities from the federal government, we can see that that had real impacts, and Montana has ended up being an outlier in children disenrollment.
Semmons says taking kids off the Medicaid and CHIP rolls means they're denied services when they need the most, ranging from routine wellness visits to specialty services. Joan Alker, who heads the Georgetown University Center for Children and Families, co-authored the new report. She acknowledges there was some bureaucratic confusion when the government ended its pandemic protections keeping people insured, but says there were states that managed to keep much higher numbers of kids covered. Alker blames states that have seen dramatic drop-offs, such as Montana, on rushed bureaucracy.
States that saw a really large number of children disenrolling. I place that squarely on the governor because the folks doing the work needed the resources, they needed the staffing, they needed the procedures and the effort to make this a smoother process than it has been.
The report says the states of California, Florida, Georgia, and Texas have seen the largest numbers of children drop from receiving Medicaid and CHIP services. This is Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.